How you guys doing? All right. So our theme this month, what do you call it? I don't know, but like, what'd you call it this month? Our theme is just being thankful. Not sure when we started that, but yeah. So have you ever bought a new item or, I guess, just bought a new item and it's not new to the market, but it's new to you. And then just about like another week from now or a month from where you bought it, it's like the same thing, but it's a lot newer and more technologized. And then you just regretted it and hated it and wanted to give it up for, you know, but you didn't have the money. Anybody ever done that? Just regretted what you got? Just young people? Oh, come on. Anyways. Well, don't be. Be glad you got something. There's people in this world who absolutely got nothing besides a shack and a pair of socks. I guess I'd like to call it just a small reward from God. There's like big rewards, it's just rewards, and there's just this little small things you get from God. And sometimes it could be like a family meal or friends you always wanna, like those guys are like the best guys you could ever talk to. Or a brand new truck, except Ford. Lee. Sack! Or, sometimes it could be like good fortune, like just picking up a couple bucks off the ground and then donating it. That's the best thing to do with it. So next time you find yourself regretting or hating your item, forget about the bad thing and look forward to the good things you can have it, because next thing you know, you might not have the next. Like, I wanted a phone, and then it broke in the next, like, 3 weeks because I hated it. I regret it, and I really regret it because I got nothing. Nothing. I miss you, Facebook. Anyways, maybe start praying to God for another gift, or if you see someone else who is looking forward to having something you have, maybe you start praying up for them. And next time, just think about, not thinking about yourself, but like think about people and God as you're doing it. And this is upcoming holiday. It's a good time for giving. This is Christmas, guys. Giving, it's awesome. So, yeah, that's my Thanksgiving, or my thankful message. Thank you.
As you can tell, we definitely have some characters in the group. Gotta love Sergio. well, we actually started doing this thankful theme when we were trying to figure out what it is that we were going to do for Youth Sunday and the upcoming, you know, holidays and what it was to bring. And so our theme itself is actually Thanks Be to God, which you will see momentarily. When I was going about and when I was thinking about this theme, I wanted it to become personal to the kids that were going to be portraying some of these service and these acts. And how it is that I went about it was I went up to each individual and asked them, in what ways are you thankful? And how exactly would you show your thankfulness or your gratitude, so to speak? If you were to go to a friend or somebody that you really knew, how exactly would you show them your appreciation? Because Jesus claims to be a friend to us, right? We show our thankfulness to him, not just by us coming to him, but how it is that we portray ourselves, how we would look at somebody else. And so to make it personal, I went up to them and I asked them exactly, how do you be thankful? And so what you're going to see is you're gonna watch a video film of our youth group performing different acts of service. And in doing so, kind of where they're gifted at. So please enjoy.
Thank you. Yeah. Awesome. Oh, awesome.
What would that be?
The teacher's father has come back to me.
God, I ask that you would bless this teacher's parent and make sure he doesn't have cancer anymore and cure him of his cancer. And bless the student. In your name, amen.
Dear Lord, I would like to lift her up right now. She is very concerned about her teacher's father, and cancer is just not a good thing to get rid of it, and bless him for it. Let him be free of all sins, Lord, and take care of him.
How about you? Can we pray for you?
Do you have any prayer requests you want to?
Nothing.
No? So well, you know, thanks for doing the sharing. We'll see you around, all right?
Thank you.
Have a good
time. But first, where'd you go?
Hi, how are you?
Are you guys friends?
Yeah.
What are you doing? That's awfully nice of you. So Henry, while I have you here in person, what are you doing all this for?
I'm doing it for
your experience. Amen.
Okay, well, I'm doing A1 sauce and everything else. 2, 3, and 4. 2, 3, and 4.
So what exactly are you doing this for?
I'm doing service.
Perfect. And what are you doing, sir?
I'm sorting A1 sauce.
Brandon, it's not
your
A1 sauce.
This is where I was.
Doing a great job, Henry.
Thanks, Josh.
Shut. Never again.
You can make it. You've done it before like 100 times.
No, never again, boy. That was first time was luck, and this one will
be. Oh, whatever.
No.
Hold up. hold up. Do we really know the effect and power words can have on people? Like in James 3:8, it says, the tongue is full of restlessness and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses the ones that has been made in his image. If we could really understand the power and effect the words have on people, would we tear them down or build them up? Like in Proverbs 18:21, words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Come on, Dustin, you can do it.
No.
Let's go.
No.
Yeah, you go.
Dad, Steve.
Hi there.
I'm taking pictures of twice.
What I also did with you that stopped by, I'm going to take selfies with them. Would you like to take a selfie? Okay.
Kill, words give life, they're either poison or fruit. You choose. Come on, Dustin,
no.
You can do this!
No,
come on,
no.
Dustin!
No.
Come on!
No.
Woo! You lost!
If I want to be loved, this is what I do. I will shop, I'll buy clothes, all you see is up my nose. I will shop, I'll buy clothes, all you see is up my nose.
If I want to be loved, this is what I'll do. See me, notice me, don't try to get to know me. See me, notice me, don't try to get to know me.
I will shop,
see me,
I'll buy
notice
clothes,
me, don't try to get to know me.
See
me, notice me, don't try. If I want to be loved, this is what I'll do. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll
see
party,
me,
I'll drink, I'll
notice
I'll
me, don't
try to
know
me. I'll party, I'll drink,
me,
I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think.
If I want to be loved, this is what I'll do. I'll be kind, I'll be sweet, but only if you kiss my cheek. I'll be kind, I'll be sweet, but only if you kiss me.
I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mouth till I can't think.
I
want to
be loved, this is what I'm going to do. I'm buff, I'm tan. I'm the macho man, I'm buff. I'm the macho man, I'm buff.
I'll be kind,
I'm
be
tan.
Cheap, but only
I'm the macho man, I'm
I'll
buff.
Be kind, I'll
I'm tan.
Cheap, but only
I'm the macho man.
I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think. I'll party, I'll drink, I'll blow my mind till I can't think.
If I want to be loved, this is what I'm going to do. Oh wait, I don't have to do anything, because God loves me for who I am.
Good morning, everyone. I hope everyone is enjoying the show that the youth have put on together for all of you this fine morning. For the past weeks, my youth leaders have been encouraging me to step forward and share my story and with my walk in the Lord. But before I begin, I'm going to start off with a question. By show of hands, how many people get the free trials during the holidays for TV channels that normally don't take place because you don't pay for those channels? How many of them? Okay. And how many of you take advantage and watch those free channels that you get? All right. Well, the idea behind that thought process is if you see what you've been missing, then when the free trial ends, you will feel the need to pay for that channel, correct? All right. All that promise from just a small glimpse during a short time period, in which that trick works all over the place. I mean, how many of you go into a store, say Walmart or Target, and they have free samples out of food, of items, and all that? Okay, that's good. How many of you have actually taken some of those samples? That's a lot more. Taking a lot. So that thought process works there too. They give you a sample, and if you like what you taste or like what you're using, then in hopes that trick is going to work and you're going to go out and buy that product, correct? All right. Well, I had that, except in a different little way. As some of you know, if not all already know, I come from a household where Christianity is not allowed. The name Jesus is only spoken about when being mummered in a joke, or the Lord is mentioned and only in vain when being cursed at. Sure, the image of the Lord is known in my home, but it's only a joke. It's nothing serious. It's always being mocked. They never know him, because they always sit there and talk about him, but they never take the time to actually get to know him. So they talk of him, so they know exactly who he is, but they don't know him personally. My mother is a different beliefs. One that I assume most of you know as pagan or Wiccan. I'm sure most of you know that. From a very young age, I was led to believe that those ways were true. From the pressure of my mother and the constant surroundings, it was all around me every single day. But one weekend, when I was with my grandmother, she decided to sign me up to the Sunday school at her local church, which I loved. I mean, I enjoyed it all the time. And she didn't tell my mother till weeks later, which, of course, as I'm sure lots of you are assuming, she pulled me out from it. But when my grandma signed me up for that, that was like my free trial. Only it wasn't for a TV channel. It was for the truth of heaven. I got a small glimpse of what I needed, of what was the truth. And it was just long enough to stick with me, to stick in the back of my head for years. And not only in the back of my head, but in my heart. And as I grew up, I ended up falling in the ways of my mother, learning the tricks and the ropes of the Wiccan ways. I mean, I had all sorts of opportunities. My step-grandmother always invited me to her church, but I was so convinced that it was true, what my mother believed was true. I mean, I even had my friend Joe on Valentine's Day one day in the counselor's office telling me about the Lord, sitting here sharing the gospel. But my mother had drilled it so hard into my head that what her ways were true. And for a while, I believed it. Well, it wasn't until one day that I was sitting with my friend, Mickey Sullivan, and, of course, I had nothing going on that evening, and his little brother, Malachi, you saw his picture up there, he asked if I was doing anything that evening. I said, no, I wasn't. He's like, oh, well, me and Mickey went to this cool group last week. They we're having a party, back-to-school party. It's really cool. You should come. I'm like, all right, I have nothing better to do. I'm guessing all of you can know what group that was. Club IOU. What Malachi forgot to put in was that it was a Christian youth center. He didn't mention that. So here you are growing up your entire life thinking that all that's just a lie and a hoax, and here you are sitting right in the middle of it. I'm sure a lot of you can guess that I was pretty uncomfortable. I was really uncomfortable. I mean, everything in my mind was telling me as soon as it started to go to the bathroom and to never come back, to walk out the doors. But something in my heart telling me to stay in my seat. And back then, I thought it was my manners telling me to be polite, to just sit there and let them talk at me for an hour and then leave. But looking back, I realized that that wasn't my manners telling me to be polite. It was that small glimpse I had when I was little. It was that small free trial that I had of the truth that was in my heart as it began to grow that night, showing me what the truth was. So after that, I started attending regularly, going every week, and I started to grow. I began to learn the truth. My mood starting to become lighter. I mean, I was doing better in school. But sure enough, Mom found out, which wasn't too good. She was really angry, real angry. Was mad, blaming my youth group for everything wrong that was going on in the household. I mean, her and I are so alike, we butt heads so many times. But she blamed the youth group, said it was all their fault, that if it wasn't for them, nothing would have gone wrong in the household, which I all of us know is a lie. That's just a lie. She was just angry and looking for an outlet. And so that next week, I told my youth leaders, I explained to them that I'm not going to be able to attend anymore because my mother would not allow it. And, of course, I have to respect my parents. But back then, that was all I had. My entire life was a lie. Even my time at my household was a lie. And that small time frame on Wednesday nights was the only truth I had. So it hurt pretty bad to be told I wasn't able to go. So that night, when I told them I wasn't going to be able to go, Joshua grabbed me and Mrs. Lee and took me into the back room, and we prayed. We prayed that my mother's mind would be changed, that she would have a change in heart and allow me to come. I mean, she didn't have to like it, but we just prayed that she would allow it. And next week, I was expecting to be a no. But I still asked, just in case. And sure enough, without hesitation, go ahead. Just without hesitation, I'm just like, Mom, I got all my homework done. Can I go to youth group? Very quietly saying it, but said it. She's like, okay, go ahead. Just be home by 9. I'm like, what? Like, wait, what? Yeah, I know, right? Normally, my mom, it takes like months to get her to change her mind. I'm sure some of you know that. And so I'm sitting here dumbfounded, like, can you say that again? And so I went, and to me, that was just a huge miracle. I mean, just in itself, a huge miracle, because I know my mother. She's the most bullheaded woman I know. And I mean, I'm sure a lot of women are like that. So to get their mind to change that easily, come on. It's a miracle all on its own. But so sure enough, I kept going. And I went just about every single weekend. Then before I knew it, I was helping direct last year's Youth Sunday. I was going to different events with our youth leaders. And sure enough, I mean, I'm helping preach at our girls group, at our girl corps. I mean, if you told me back then, that first day, that I would be standing here right now sharing my story, I would have laughed at you and walked away. I would never have dreamed of being this close to God. I would never have even, it would never even crossed my mind a year ago. It just, it's a miracle on its own. And not only with the help of the Lord, but also the large amount of the time spent from my amazing youth leaders, all of them, that they have put into helping me get closer to God. Not only me, but all of the youth kids. They make it their goal to make sure we are closer to God and not led astray. It's just amazing. And I honestly, I could have gotten a little bit on the path on my own with the help of God. Just a little bit, but I wouldn't be nearly, not even 75% as close as I am today if it weren't for my youth leaders. And I just wish so many other communities had as good youth leaders as we do, as an opening and just an amazing youth group to help guide them and teach them. And that way I am thankful. I am so thankful that I had that opportunity with just an amazing group. You okay up there? I mean, I'm just thankful to have that amazing opportunity that I wish all the kids in this church have. It's honestly my goal, my dream, to see all those little kids back there, all those children back there attending the youth group, club IOU. It would be my dream. Honestly, to see all those boys and girls as close to God as I am. And that's one thing. Back then, it was God's will for me to sit in that chair that night and not get up and leave. It was God telling me to stay there and listen. Because if I had gotten up and walked out, I would not be here today. I would not know the people I know. I would not have done what I have done, which I have done some pretty awesome things since I've met these guys. It's just an amazing process. And honestly, it's one that even Joshua has told me has inspired others. From clients to other people. I mean, all of us have had such an amazing walk in Christ. I know my friend Sergio up here, all of them just have grown so strong in the power of Christ and with their relationship in the Lord. It wouldn't have been possible without this youth group. So that's why I'm thankful. Thank you.